Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. When God does something in a person's life, it is not just a slightly better version of what it was once before, but it's something completely and entirely new. And we find that in this morning's gospel, when God enters into Zacchaeus' life, Zacchaeus' life is completely transformed. This is not doing something that we used to do before and just, you know, we do a nicer version of it. I had a friend years ago that they said, yeah, you know, I want to go camping. And I said, oh, that sounds great. Where are you going? They said, well, you know, I'm going to be going out to Yosemite and I've never gone camping before. And I said, that'll, I'm sure, be a great experience. So they took their trip, came back, and said, how was camping? They said, it was really nice. There was this really nice resort that I found, and they had great restaurants, and they had nice pools and nice hot tub. And I'm like, that, you know, that's not camping. You just went to another state, and there was like nice mountains and like hiking around. They're like, no, it was like camping and stuff. And I'm like, that wasn't even glamping. Like, that's just you went to a resort. Going to a new place and doing the same thing is not doing something different. It's doing the same thing just in a different environment. But when Christ enters into a person's life, He just doesn't take them to a new place. He completely transforms. He does something radically and drastically different. This is not like doing a Mac update from Catalina to Big Sur. No, that's not what it is. This is not upgrading the place that you eat burgers at. This isn't going from like McDonald's to Shake Shack. This is a completely different thing. This is doing something and experiencing something that is fundamentally and drastically different than anything that was ever experienced or known before. When Christ enters into a person's life, that person's life is oftentimes turned completely upside down, and they experience something fundamentally and radically new in their life. Years ago, when I was still serving in Queens, I was at a visit, and what the senior priest that I was serving with had not yet arrived. And when he walked into the house, there were some, you know, guests that were not from the Orthodox Church there, and but you know, they were there to, I don't know if it was just a gathering or I don't remember the context, unimportant. But when he walked in, he spent probably a good 45 minutes there. And then when he left, one of the person who's hosting asked the friends, they said, so, you know, what did you think of Father Hanna? And they said, it was like a tornado of holiness just passed through this place. Like, they felt like something drastic had happened. And on another level, when Jesus enters into a person's life, it's like a tornado of holiness enters this person's life and turns the entire orientation of their life upside down, inside out. And that's what happens with Jericho. Or that's what happens rather with Zacchaeus in Jericho. Jesus is making his final stop in Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. He's on this 7-month journey. And he's journeying to Jerusalem. And he stops. And he passes by and he sees Zacchaeus up in the sycamore tree. And when Zacchaeus has this encounter with Christ, he calls him, invites him to his home. And when he does, he has this huge celebration for him in his home. Because when Christ enters into a person's life, their whole life celebrates Christ in their life. Their whole life wants to rejoice and praise that God is present. But Zacchaeus doesn't stop there. He begins to confess to God what has been happening in his life and how he's been using and misusing his resources and how he's been using them for selfish gain and how he had perhaps done some people wrong, but he said, you know, I'm not just going to do what the law has instructed. I'm going to go above and beyond. I want my whole life to be dedicated to God. He didn't just ask the question, what do I need to do? What's the bare minimum that I need to do? He said, my whole life belongs to God. And out of the abundance of his joy for experiencing and being touched by Christ, he gave as much as he could away to bless others. Where before he was looking any way to nickel and dime people and make any money off of them as a tax collector, now he comes and he says, like, I want to offer what I have. And if I've wronged someone, I'm going to give them in abundance. When a person's life is touched by Christ, they ask themselves, how can I offer my life to you, God? How can I bless others? How can I use what you've given me to touch other people's lives, to free other people, to experience that which I myself have experienced? When Christ enters a person's life, everything transforms. It's not just a little bit better. Worship doesn't just become a little bit better. Worship becomes altogether new. Because whereas worship before might have been coming to church, worship now becomes encountering the living God. Whereas communion before might have been eating something that is being offered to you, now communion is truly experienced as uniting with the living God, eating his body and drinking his blood. Life becomes completely transformed. But this isn't something that we just choose, okay, I'm gonna live a little bit better life now. With Zacchaeus, he didn't just say, I want to live a little bit better life. He needed Christ to be at the center of his house. And for us to experience such a life, we need to be prepared not just to gaze upon Christ and see his beauty from the tree, but to say to Christ, I want you at the center of my house. I want you at the center of my heart. I want you in the center of my temple, the center of everything in my life. And every part of my life I'm going to offer to you. My relationships I'm offering to you. My worship I'm offering to you. This morning's worship I'm offering to you. My desires I'm offering to you. My job, it's yours. My entertainment, it belongs to you. How I spend my money, it's not mine, it's yours, Lord. How I carry myself, how I speak to others, how I dress, what I listen to, it all belongs to you. If I've wronged someone, I put my pride at your feet, I humble myself, and I seek the other. Because the great command is not just to love God, it's to love my neighbor as well. It's to extend myself. It's to let my life be a sweet-smelling sacrifice for the sake of Christ, the one who sacrificed himself for me. This requires truly catharsis, an emptying of oneself, a laying down of one's deep desires before God. Today's Pauline epistle, at the very end of 1 Corinthians, it's in chapter 2, maybe in the middle, verse 14, 15, St. Paul distinguishes between the natural man and the spiritual man. He says the natural man doesn't understand these things. Some might be looking and saying, I have no idea, like this all sounds good, but maybe I'm a natural person. I'm not yet a spiritual person. If that's you, I ask you this morning to say, Lord, give me your spirit. Because St. Paul tells us that it's the spirit who opens up the eyes of our hearts to see and to understand and to fathom what it is that happened in the life of Zacchaeus. It's for you and I to say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. I see but not yet fully clear. I want to be a spiritual person, not just a natural person. I don't just want to do things because I know it's right. I want to do that which I know is your will, because you yourself are guiding me from within, that your spirit is filling and transforming. Shortly, we're going to pray on the bread and wine to become the body and the blood, and that action happens by the work of the Holy Spirit. But when we're kneeling down, we're going to ask that the Holy Spirit come upon us first and upon these gifts set forth. And when we pray that the Holy Spirit come upon us, we're saying, Lord, transform me, just as you're going to transform this bread and this wine. Do you believe? Do you believe that God can transform you? Do you believe that he can do something new? St. Theophilus of Antioch, he says, Zacchaeus, he was born of Abraham's seed because he imitated his faith, because he believed. He believed. And what I want to ask you this morning is to have some belief, have some faith as you stand here this morning, that God is not just wanting to give you a new version of Windows or an upgrade of a software. He wants to give you something completely different. He wants renewal. He's offering that to us. But that happens when we put him at the center of our life. And I ask you this morning to pray, to examine your heart, and to ask God, give me your spirit so that I might see what that life looks like. Give me your very life that I might walk in union with you, that my life truly might be transformed. You know, Origen talks about how if you take a piece of iron, a rod of iron, and you stick it into fire, and you leave it in there for a while, what happens is that piece of iron becomes hot, just like the indistinguishable from the fire. I'm not suggesting that we're going to cease to be human, that we're going to cease to be rods of iron. But what I am saying is if we put ourselves at the center of the life of Christ and have him at the center of our life, that our lives will become transformed. And that's exactly what Origen gets at in his work on first principles. He tells us, let's be immersed in the fire, so that as we are immersed in the very life of Christ, our lives might touch those around us. He's not suggesting that we go off and spend time in a desert somewhere. He's saying, but as we wake up in the morning, as we go about our day, let's immerse ourselves into the life of Christ, and let's be sure that he's at the center of our life. And when that happens, our lives become transformed. We spoke a couple weeks ago about evangelism. That's when evangelism happens. That is the outpouring of evangelism, is when Christ is so much at the center of my life that he's overflowing, that now those who enter my house, the house of Zacchaeus, where Christ is seated at the center, and the celebration is for him, they now can encounter and experience the very person of Jesus Christ. My prayer is this morning, our time of worship, we would all personally and collectively put Christ right at the center of our gathering this morning, of our liturgy, of our worship. All glory be to his name forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.